Yo. Thanks for listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Upgrade to a new Chevrolet with new safety and technology features, lower maintenance for the same or better payment, only at Lakewood Chev. Click on the icon right here on the website. Steve Hamilton, head coach of the Edmonton Oil Kings, also is now an assistant coach for Canada at the upcoming U18 tournament. He joins us now. Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Jason.
Well, Steve, congratulations on the gig. I guess allows you to extend your season somewhat. What's your role? Are you in charge of penalty kill or power play on this team? What's happening?
Yeah, I'll be working on the penalty kill and working with the defensemen. So a little bit, I guess, similar role as to what I had when Derek and I worked together. So kind of looking forward to the challenge.
Now, what about the team process? Do you have any say in the selection process?
Yeah, it's a unique event because you're, I guess, from a Hockey Canada standpoint, they're, you know, probably have a master list put together of probably your wants. And then it's, you know, the best way to put it is you're going to take the best available players over to the Worlds. And this is a little bit different for other countries because this really is their premier event. And for Canada, it's obviously it's a world championship. It's very important, but you're taking the players that are available and out of the playoffs. So there is a little bit of finessing and some patience, and obviously a lot of scoreboard watching.
Yeah, I would think so. Now, when you've been in tournaments like this before, where you know it's a short tournament, you bring the team together. How is that different? What's the different challenge for a coach in this compared to building a team over year?
Well, probably a thinner playbook to start with. You're going to rely a lot on the players' abilities, their hockey sense. I think buying in role acceptance is a huge thing that Hockey Canada has always done a tremendous job at. Is you're taking the best available players that you have, and you're trying to mold them into a team in short order. And certainly, role acceptance is a big part of that because you're getting really good players, and part of that is buy-in. And we in a short-term event, you're not in a grind mode where you're just working through a 72 game season. You're going to play a handful of games. They're going to happen in short order, and it's much more probably of a sprint mentality as opposed to a grind.
Steve, now I don't know, with this new gig maybe it takes you away, but do you watch the WHL playoffs?
I actually, a couple of days after our season was done, my wife's been out of town, so I packed the kids up for a road trip, and we're in Victoria right now. So just decided to get a little extra road time in. So we, I kind of keep an eye on things as it's going, and certainly, you're always a hockey fan, and you're always checking in. And I guess this year I'm probably a little bit even more interested in some of the scores when we have looked at kind of a ghost roster for Team Canada. You keep an eye on all the series because there's a potential ramifications for Team Canada as well.
Now, what's the deadline on when you can add players? Because if I recall last year, some guys can even be added after the second round.
Yeah, absolutely. And a little trickier last year, it's in North Dakota, so it's a much more simple process to get guys into a tournament in North Dakota as opposed to Slovakia. So a little bit less wiggle room there. But you have, a certain point in the tournament you've got to commit to filling all your roster spots of 23 roster spots. So it's going to be, a decision as to whether or not you leave space open as the tournament goes on. You could, I think last year they even started the tournament with only 10 forwards in their first game or two, allowing for space for some of the other series to in the Western League and the OHL to come to a close. So that's a little trickier this year, but you do have some time. It could potentially get into a situation where you are waiting for that second round to end, and then you'd have to get those guys over really quick.
Yeah. Steve Hamilton joins us now. Steve, what about the Bantam draft? You don't see a lot of those players. Do you have any input into that, or you just leave that up to Randy Hanch and the boys and like, okay, these are the kids we get. How does it work?
Yeah, well, I mean, for us, it's, we've got a good scouting staff, and Jamie Novikoski is our director of scouting, and certainly he kind of heads up the process. He and Randy work hand in hand, and we've got scouts all over. And it's coming to that time of year where each province is coming, you know, is having their, evaluation camp, their BC Cup, or, you know, the different events from province to province. So it's a busy time. And typically, you know, I don't get overly involved in that because we, I think it's probably not fair to wade into a conversation that's been going on for the better part of a year. But, you know, it's a trust thing where you know your scouts are going to get out there and see a ton of games. And ultimately, Jamie and Randy and the group come down with their final lists. And, I think we've had, a lot of success here where those guys have done a good job identifying not only your initial first and second rounders, but guys later in the draft as well.
Steve Hamilton, head coach of the Edmonton Oil Kings, also assistant coach upcoming at the World Under 18 Championships for Team Canada. Now, Steve, the season, how it ended for your team, really difficult with the Oil Kings, although the final weekend gave you, I think, maybe some positivity to go into the offseason, two games against a team in Red Deer that's into the playoffs and now tied 1-1 in that series against Lethbridge. How much of an overhaul are you expecting for your group next year, at least the one that you finished the season with, because obviously you traded away a lot of your 20-year-olds before then?
Yeah, it'll be certainly something that, you know, as time progresses here, we're going to have to sit down and really evaluate our group. And, you know, we did make those two pretty substantial deals, which positioned us pretty well going forward in terms of our core, where we believe our next really good core group is going to come from. And, all change is probably, we won 23 games. So to say we're not making any change would probably wouldn't be accurate. So you got to look critically at where you feel like you're internally strong, where you feel like we've got some excellent young prospects that, you know, would have made a case to play here with us this year that are coming up into our system. So we feel like, you know, it'll be a matter of trying to identify some key areas where we feel we can bolster our group. And, the pains of this year weren't without purpose. I mean, it really was, it was tough and it was hard as a fan base to go through, for the players and the staff, but there was a means to an end. And I feel like our group is much better positioned, with the addition of some of those younger guys at the trade deadline.
Steve, as a coach in the league, the Regina Pats were very dominant all season long. If anybody's going to knock them off in the East, how do you think you can defeat Regina in a series?
That's a good question. And, I mean, that's probably been the year-long question that everybody's asked themselves. The one thing I will say about Regina is they do have the ability to outscore their mistakes. And that's something that not every team has. And it's not as though they play a loose defensive system to begin with, but they do have the ability to get themselves into a game where they're comfortable in a 5-4, 6-5, 6-4 kind of game. And that's the skill set of their group is obviously very, very high. And they've got they're two high end guys in Adam Brooks and Sam Steele are huge drivers of the play for them. And they don't even play on the same line. So you're looking at, two, three, four lines deep, and that's a tough matchup for most groups. But yeah, I think the ability to hang with them is possible. It's when it comes to the back end of those games is where they don't need a favorable matchup, to score. Every line can contribute. So I think that's where it's a real tough matchup for a lot of groups. Moose Jaw, they can score too. So, that certainly would be a very, very interesting round two matchup if it came out that way.
And I know you don't get to see the other division as much as you probably would like as a coach. And I understand why, because of travel that, you're not going to the U.S. markets and even out to BC. But and Kelowna, Prince George, you got Everett. You got a lot of really good teams over on that side as well. Who do you like?
Well, it's like that BC swing we did was – actually, it's funny, Jason, we got beat 7-0 in Kamloops, and I got a nice phone call from Don Hay. And just Don's a good guy, and we were just talking a little shop. And what he said was, you couldn't have come to BC at a worse time, because Fiji is in first place. Kamloops and Kelowna both think they can catch each other and catch PG. So it was just this perfect storm. And it made you realize how ultra competitive BC is. And then you throw Victoria is a team that's always given us handfuls. And they're 1-1 with Everett after the first couple games. And you look at Everett as, you know, arguably has the strongest goaltender in our league. And they lock it down real tight with that back end that they have. So, you know, it's, I think a lot of it is going to come down to matchups. And there just are certain teams you shape up better with than others. And I think that's going to have a huge impact on the West, because they're, you know, you could make an argument for four or five of those teams could come out of that thing.
It should be good. And Steve, best of luck. Enjoy the holiday in Victoria, but best of luck when you get back and get set for Canada at the U18s.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks.